have you admired most about Chip Kelly's offense watching it this week? And what has he done that you think has been different in this league?
Well, I think they do a lot of things extremely well. I mean, you start with their ability to run the football, and they come at you with their rushing game. I think it's an offense where you have to defend the whole field. You know, they do a great job of misdirection. They do a great job of shots down the field. They're first in the NFL in yards per and big plays both in the running game and the passing game. So they stress you in a lot of areas. They stress you on the back end, on the front end. I think Nick has done a fantastic job as a young player getting acclimated and getting very comfortable with the system. And then when you look at DeSean Jackson, when you look at the running back, Shady McCoy, and you look at Selleck, and you look at the rest of these players along with their offensive line, I think they all have significant roles and they understand exactly what they're doing.
Sean, can you talk about the challenges that McCoy presents to your defense?
Well, he's an extremely explosive back. His ability to bounce, cut, and then put his foot in the ground and get north and south is unique. You don't have the yardage totals and the career numbers that he's had without a certain unique skill set. But he's explosive. You really have to get numbers to the ball. You have to populate the ball. He's tough in space.
What you and Chip do is obviously different because you guys throw the ball a lot more than they do. But did you watch his system at all in college? And when he made the transition, were you convinced right away that he would have success here?
Well, there's two parts to that question. You know, scouting a lot of college tape, yes, you know, we see a lot of different ideas, a lot of different thoughts. I think it's hard sometimes to appreciate the speed of the huddle, you know, the speed of the no huddle, excuse me, at the line of scrimmage. It's hard to get that on coach's tape. And so television copy, to some degree, you get it in person. You clearly get an idea at the tempo. So I think the thing that I've seen is, and, you know, any good coach takes, you know, basically the ingredients he has and then kind of applies the offense or the defense or the kicking game around the skill set of the players. And I think he and his staff have done that extremely well.
Sean, a lot's been made of you guys coming up here and playing in the cold. Is that something you buy into, and do you plan on changing anything this weekend in terms of your travel schedule or anything
that? We just were asked that question about 15 times. Yeah, we've got new travel warm-up suits. They're a little warmer. And they actually look a little nicer, too, so we ditched the old ones.
Along those lines, I mean, you've kind of experienced this before as well. You know, as being the wild card team with a better record, having to play against a home team, you know, a division winner home team with the worst record. I mean, is there anything like how you feel about that and, like, just basically that, I guess?
Well, I mean, I think that got more attention a few years ago when we had 11 wins and I think Seattle was at 7 or 8. But here's the thing. At the beginning of the season, you know, the number one goal for every team is win your division. And then, you know, you take the division winners and the two wild card best records and you put together a tournament and you go play. And so I think the system currently works very well. I think it's very fair. I think in the future you're going to see probably an additional one or two wild cards per conference, and you know you may all of a sudden not see the buy for teams. But no, I don't think in this case I don't think that's something that is a significant story.
Sean, do you still have family in the area? I know you grew up there in Newtown Square. Do you still have people there, or are any of them coming to the game? And
well, most of my family originally, they're all from Scranton. There's friends back in that area that periodically I'll be in touch with. You know, I have a brother still that lives on the other side of the river in South Jersey, and you know, periodically I'm back that way for one reason or another. So up until eighth grade, you know, the better part of my elementary education was right down the street from Media Line Road, and so there are obviously a lot of great memories of your first football game. My first college football game was Army Navy, you know, being at the Vet at that time and experiencing the Flyers back to back cups, you know, all of those things are part of your childhood you remember forever. So with regards to the tickets, if I have not talked with anyone yet, there probably isn't any.
Hey, Sean, how has your play calling with Drew evolved over the years as you've gotten to know him better and he's gotten to know you better and you spend so much time together? Do you kind of feel like there's just a real synergy there when it comes to just communication and play calling?
Well, there's a familiarity just based on the system and the offense. I think it's ever changing with regards to the people around him, whether it's receivers or tight ends or running backs. You know, there have been a lot of different lineups, a lot of different players playing different positions, and so there's things every season that take place that are a little different. I think he's been extremely consistent, and from a terminology standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, Pete Carmichael, our offensive coordinator, who's worked with him now, is in year eight, the same amount of time that Drew's been here, that I've been here, and so we've had a pretty stable coaching situation with our staff, and so I think that's a positive when it comes to a veteran player like Drew.
Can you see something between Nick and Chip that's similar? I mean, I know it's their first year, but is there a thing there where you can see they're on the same page?
Well, I mean, clearly in the very early stages, I think that's tough news for the rest of the NFC East. I think that they've been outstanding. And I think, you know, when you watch Nick play, I don't know that you feel like you're looking at someone who has not had the snaps maybe or is limited with the amount of playing time he's had. But he's very poised, very comfortable with what he's doing. He knows where his outlets are. He knows where he's beating blitz with. And I think that his transformation this year has been amazing.
Sean, I hate to throw another weather question at you, but how susceptible is your offense to wind, cold, and how much do you have to change stuff depending on the elements?
Well, I think after the sweatsuits, the Gatorade color we're changing on game day, and we're changing up the snack the night before. I think those are big changes in regards to dealing with the weather and the wind, especially the wind.
Sean, did Vaccaro practice today?
Vaccaro's on IR.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
next question.
Thank you, Sean.
Who was that?
That Grotz. Was Bob, yeah.
Bob who? Grotz. Let's get this on record.
Bob Grotz.
Bob Grotz, all right.
Hey. Sean is...